You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Next up on Destination Freedom.
Where's my boyfriend Jabari?
Jabari is not here, but he does play a big part in us seeing our truth. If you are not willing to heal with what is holding us back, then I am will have to force us. It's a matter of life and death.
What are you doing to me? Let me go. What is this? Stop. Where are we?
We have traveled back to the root of our pain, Mimi.
This is the house I grew up in. What are we doing here? Mom?
Oh, freedom.
Welcome to Destination Freedom Black Radio Days podcast, a copyrighted program of No Credits Production, LLC. I'm producer-director Donnie L. Betts. In this episode, I am. Mimi and Jabari are in love. However, will Mimi's insane jealousy spoil the young lover's quest for a beautiful life together? Mimi might need a little help from an unexpected source. Let's find out in this episode of Destination Freedom Black Radio Days.
Oh, freedom.
I Am features as Mimi, Nadia Jackson, Jabari, Daddy, and Malik, James Brunt. I Am, Latifah Johnson, Mama, Larae Edwards. Written by Kenya Fashaw and directed by Donnie O. Betts. Next on Destination Freedom, Black Radio Days, I Am.
Be free.
Do you need anything else, King? More water? Another glass of wine? Or perhaps some dessert? Do you want the check now?
Why do you always have to overreact like that? She was just our waitress, Mimi. It's normal to ask the customer, do you need anything else when eating at a restaurant?
Don't try and play me, Jabari. I heard the way she was saying it to you, calling you King. Do you need anything else, King? My water, King. I was about to embarrass your ass and tell her about you're more like a court jester at home.
What the hell, Mimi? I know you had a few drinks tonight, but whatever you've been drinking is making you mad, not me. How are you upset with me over a random woman flirting? Is that my fault?
You weren't making the situation better, Jabari. Cheesing all in her face.
Thank you, sis. We appreciate you, sis.
You probably found her on Instagram just so you could stalk the little thought.
What are you talking about? I've been with you this whole time. Look, Mimi, I love you. We've been in our relationship for 3 years now. You know I would do anything for you. But the way you've been acting is starting to wear me down, babe. I think it's time you got some help.
You think it's time I got some help? What kind of help are you talking about, Jabari?
A therapist, babe. We've talked about this several times before. You clearly have trust issues, and drinking all the time isn't making things better.
You think I'm crazy now, huh? You think trusting a therapist is going to help me with trust issues? Why, black folk don't trust no damn therapist, let alone make time to go see one. Sitting on a white man's couch talking about my black issues. All them people going to do is call the police on me if I sneeze wrong.
That's not true, and you know it. All therapists aren't white men, Mimi. Change your perception. I want you to be okay. I want us to be okay. I just need you to trust me. I'm getting tired of being accused of things I'm not doing.
All men say the same things.
I'm not all men. I'm just tired of seeing you in this dark place.
Then as soon as you let your guard down, here they come talking about, I would never do that to you, baby. I love you. Yeah, right. Ooh. Oh, oh, oh.
Whoa. Look, just sit down, babe. I'll get you some water.
My head is killing me. I went a little too hard on the tequila back at the restaurant. I need Tylenol. Give me Tylenol, babe.
Okay. Calm down. Drink this water first. I really want to be with you forever, Mimi. Hey, you mean the world to me, and if you let me, I want to show you the world. I think you deserve that and so much more. But we have to get past this trust issue, babe. I love you. I was going to ask you something important tonight. Something I've been waiting on asking you for a long time now. I wanted to ask, will you... I thought this night was going to go a little different than it did. I just want us to be happy, babe.
Wake up!
Hello? Who's there? Jabari, I don't feel like playing around, so if that was you, stop trying to be funny.
Love and light, I am.
Who said that?
No need to be afraid, Mimi. I am not here to harm you. I am.
You're what? You got 5 seconds to tell me how you got in my house and how you know my name, lady.
I am that. I am. I am you.
What the hell are you talking about?
I am your higher self, Mimi. I was sent here to assist us with our pain. I am thrilled you finally made the choice to release us from your conscious mind so that we may heal.
I don't need any healing, all right? I'm good. Just fine. You can go now.
It appears we immersed ourselves into a psychedelic experience inside our brain. It allows us to confront ourselves with a complete supernatural encounter. Mimi, since we don't believe in healing our natural thoughts with natural healers, I am is here to help us heal.
Why do you keep saying I am? Who are you?
I am in your most beautiful and powerful form. It is the authentic self, the unconditioned part, the you without patterns. This is personal for each of us. On our process, we have to know this part of ourselves, as we call it, our spiritual self, in order to gain our power.
You sound crazy. Where's my boyfriend Jabari?
Jabari is not here, but he does play a big part in us seeing our truth. If you are not willing to heal with what is holding us back, then I am will have to force us. It's a matter of life and death.
What are you doing to me? Let me go. What is this? Stop. Wait. Where are we?
We have traveled back to the root of our pain, Mimi. In order to heal, we must first find what it is that caused our fracture.
This is the house I grew up in. What are we doing here? Mom?
Get the hell out of my house, Chris! I'm sick of your shit!
It appears we have time traveled back to when we were 7 years old. The time your mother threw your father out of the house. We felt so much pain this day. We need to pluck our root, Mimi. It is time to feel the pain again.
What? Mama! Please! Don't make Daddy leave! Please! Stop fighting! I love you both so much!
Be
please.
Quiet, Mimi! I told you about getting in grown folks' business.
You're crazy, Shirley. Batshit crazy.
You want to run around on me, huh, Chris? Just watch me set all your clothes on fire. See how far you get with these heifers then. Come on, Mimi. Help me put this gasoline on your daddy's clothes.
No, Mama. I don't want to.
What? I said bring your ass over here and pour gasoline on these clothes.
Watch how you talking to my little girl, Shirley.
You can't tell me or your little girl nothing. You good for nothing, sorry excuse for a man, cheating ass Negro. Get out of my house now! When I tell you to come here, I mean you better come here now. Your cheating ass daddy don't give a damn about you, me, or anybody else. If you ever get a man, you'll see just what I'm talking about. They ain't good for nothing. Now come on before I beat the black off you.
I am apologizing. We had to relive that. I am knows that was hard on us.
What the hell was that? Why? Why did you make me relive that? I feel like a helpless little girl all over again. Why are you doing this?
It helps us to heal, Mimi. It appears our mother's views on men and relationships has impacted the way we view men and relationships of our own.
Mama was so mean to Daddy. She was hurt. I get it. He tried to make her happy, but she pushed him away. He left us. Left me with her. I hated him for that. I hated her. I felt like they didn't care about me.
It looks like we found the root of our pain. Your mother and father. Let's proceed further in our journey.
It's Malik. The boy who broke my heart in high school.
It's time to heal.
Hey, Mimi. We need to talk.
What's up, babe?
Look, I'm dumping you. It's over between us. You're too jealous. I heard what you said to Katie when she said hi to me today. Not cool.
White girl Katie? She's always flirting with you, Malik. She's disrespectful.
Yeah, well, I'm rocking with her now. We're done. You black girls are too crazy anyway.
So what, she's better? I love you, Malik. I can't lose you. Give me another chance.
Begging is so ugly, Mimi. I'm out.
Come on, little girl. School is over and I got things to do.
Okay, Mama.
What you crying for?
Malik just dumped me for a white girl.
So? Stop acting so weak. I told you these little nappy-headed boys ain't good for nothing. You probably gave it up too soon. Now it don't want you. Now let's go. I got things to do.
Our mother has shown us toxic relationship values because of the hurt she herself encountered. Because of her suffering, we are now suffering. It's a generational curse, passed down. We must break it. Have we talked to our mother lately?
I haven't talked to Mama in years. We fell out pretty badly after me and Jabari got together.
My hope is to heal well enough for us and Mama. For she is only a woman scorned who has lost her way back to her higher self. We have found love with a great man, Mimi. We must not push him away because of the ways we were shown love.
I don't want to push him away. I love Jabari so much. But sometimes it feels like I don't know how to love him the right way.
I am understands. I am is here to show us how we can get the help we need to break generational curses, heal and live a life without fear and darkness. We must seek the help of a natural healer.
You mean a therapist?
Therapy helps us address difficulties with relating to others. It can help us with insecurity in relationships or difficulty trusting our partners.
What does talking about my feelings do with helping me heal? It doesn't make sense.
Well, Mimi, we have one more stop that just might help us tie it all together.
Is that my mama?
No, it's us. 40 years from now, alone and lonely. Tonight at dinner, Jabari was going to propose to us. But because of the way we acted with the waitress, he decided not to until he felt we got help from therapy. Since we didn't believe in therapy, we were left to live a life alone. No husband, no kids, just alone.
No, I don't want to be alone. I want to heal myself. I want to be okay. Please tell me what I need to do, please. I don't want my life to end up like this.
Then repeat after me. I am releasing everything that no longer serves my highest self.
I am releasing everything that no longer serves my highest self. I am releasing everything that no longer serves my highest self. I am releasing everything that no longer serves my highest self.
Mimi! Mimi, wake up! Wake up!
Jabari! Jabari, oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Babe, I'm so glad you're okay. I apologize, babe. I accidentally gave you the wrong pills before I left. I was so worried.
What do you mean, worried? Why would you be worried?
My boy at my gym gave me a bottle of psilocybin to help me with my nerves. I thought it was Tylenol I gave you, but it wasn't. It was the psilocybin.
What the hell is psilocybin?
Magic mushrooms in pill form.
What?
I'm sorry, babe. I rushed back over immediately after I realized it. I wanted to make sure you were okay.
It's okay. I'm okay. I can't believe you gave me magic mushrooms. That explains a lot, though.
What?
I'm deciding I want to go to therapy. I want to be okay. I want us to be okay.
Wait, what? Are you joking? You're serious?
Yeah, babe. I realize how difficult I've been towards you, and I don't want to lose you. I love you.
I love you too, babe. There was something I wanted to do at dinner tonight, but with everything going the way it did, I didn't really have a chance. Mimi, I can't live a day without you. You have invited love back into my heart. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
Yes, Jabari. I'll marry you, babe.
Let the healing begin.
Just heard I Am, written by Kenya Fashaw and directed by Donnie Betts. This episode is co-produced, edited, and mixed by Maurice Smith of DiatonicLabs.com. The theme song is performed by Larae Edwards and produced by Maurice Smith. Destination Freedom is sponsored in part by Bond B. Stanford Foundation, the Ulipian Fund of the Denver Foundation, the Urban Spectrum, and No Credits Production, LLC. The series can be heard wherever you get your podcasts, at Broadway Podcast Network or at nocredits.com. I'm producer Donnie L. Betts. Please listen, download, share, and leave a comment. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to Destination Freedom Black Radio Days. Talk to you next time.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.